Hi, I'm Andrew, an entrepreneur and a computer science student.
Hi, I'm Ravine, a psychology major student.
And you're now listening to the Ink Thoughts podcast, where we ponder and talk about incongruous thoughts ranging from our daily life to the human mind.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Ink Thoughts podcast. Hope everyone has been having a good week. Yeah. So today I'm going to talk about something people have been discussing quite a lot, at least for the recent few years, which is about gratitude. So, yeah, many people have been talking about practicing gratitude in the recent years and how amazing it is to practice gratitude. Have any of you give it a try? Yeah. So for me, I've been trying to practice gratitude since a few months ago. I remember that was a period of time where I was feeling quite stressful and anxious, which I used practicing gratitude as a way to calm myself down. During that time, I was still doing my master's. I remember there were a lot of thoughts in my mind during that time, such as, what if I couldn't complete this on time? What if I couldn't complete this up to my expectation? What if it did not go well? And et cetera, et cetera. Then I started practicing gratitude, where I put my focus on what are the three things that I'm grateful for at the beginning of the day. Surprisingly, I felt so calm after pointing out the three things that I'm grateful for, and after I write it down as well. Then I felt good again to continue doing what I'm supposed to do. What's even amazing is that recently I've noticed that after practicing gratitude for some time, I'm able to notice the small little things in life that is either nice or good. So it was last week, I was doing night shift at work. So after 12.5 hours of shift, I was extremely tired and I couldn't wait to go back home and sleep. So that time I was walking out from the hospital, and the moment when I stepped out of the hospital, one thing that caught my eyes was the beautiful sky. The sky was blended in pink and purple. That moment itself, I genuinely felt how lucky I am that the first thing I see in the day is such an amazing sky view. I was then feeling quite surprised that, oh wow, I'm able to notice all the small little good things in life even without having myself to consciously and actively ask myself to do so. Now, I then reflected more on this, and I think practicing gratitude has brought me the magic of seeing things from different perspectives, especially the positive ones. It then reminded me that when I was in my teenager's years, it was during my craving for power era, I was running for being on the leadership board for the prefect board. Unfortunately, I wasn't good enough to compete with others, and so I was being made disqualified at the end. Yeah. So after receiving the news of being disqualified, after putting in a few months of effort, I was so sad that time. One thing that I did, which makes me feel kind of embarrassed now when I look back at it, is that I was asking my friends who were around me that time about what is happiness, what is being cheerful, how does being happy feel like? Yeah, I keep repeating these three questions to people around me. I was so into ruminating over the fact that I was disqualified and so I kept asking people around me about the three questions. It was so embarrassing now that I look back at it, but during that moment itself, I couldn't help to not ruminate over things like this. And it was also during that few years, there was a trend of being emotional online where people always post emotional quotes or posts on social medias. I was affected by that actually, and I did the same too. Yeah. But after some time into it, I stopped. Why? I noticed that kept focusing on the fact that your emotional wouldn't help with your feelings. Instead, happiness is what you create yourself instead of finding it from the external environment. So if I keep posting this kind of emotional stuff online, it just makes me stuck in a loop of being emotional instead of, you know, noticing good things that is actually happening around me. It was quite funny to look back at the crazy things that I did during my teenagers years. But I guess that reflection itself tells me a lot that I've grown up into a better me now. What I wanted to say is, it is totally fine to feel sad at times. We are human beings, and we have emotions, and it is totally healthy to express your feelings instead of piling them up in you. However, if we only focus on all the negativity, it will become too much for us one day. Instead, when we slowly build a habit of noticing the small little good things in life through practicing gratitude, it helps us in seeing things from a different perspective. You don't notice yourself doing it until it happened naturally to you one day, which you will find it very magical, like how I felt when I kind of noticed that amazing sky view last week. Imagine if I've mastered the ability to notice more positive stuff in life during the so-called emotional trend era, I might have lived a more relaxed and happier life, enjoying life more basically. Practicing gratitude can be started easily. Try to notice three things that you're grateful for every day and try writing or typing them down. The act of writing or typing them down makes you slow down for a minute or two to really immerse yourself in feeling that gratification itself. If you want to take it to next level after some time, you could try expressing it to someone that you're grateful for. For example, your mom. You could choose to either talk to them or write a letter to them about it, telling them how grateful you are for having them. You can just choose a method that works better for you or you feel more comfortable doing so. Over time, you might adjust a bit on how you like to do it. Practicing gratitude itself. But believe me, you notice that you're more likely to notice good things as they happen slowly after some time. Yeah, I guess that's it from me today. Let me know in the comment down below if you are practicing gratitude at the moment or you would like to give it a try. Let me know what you think. Yeah. I guess that's it, and I'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed, do share with your friends and family and leave us a review on the Apple Podcast. If you are not using an Apple device, you can leave a review on the Apple Podcast website with the link in the show notes. If you have any feedback or thoughts which you hope that we'll discuss in the future, feel free to email them to us at hello@ingthoughts.com, or alternatively, you can send us a private message on our Facebook, Instagram or Twitter with the username of ingthoughtspod. Thanks again, and see you all next week. Bye-bye.